Hey, they took a bunch of messages that I preached, I don't know when it was, a long time ago, and they put them in a book called, It's Your Move. And as you've noticed, I've been doing that. I got to thinking, hey, these books got a lot of good sermons in them. I preached them one time, maybe twice, and then they put them in a book, and I've never preached them again. And I said, those are really good sermons. And then I remembered in my homiletics class back about 4 years ago when I graduated from Bible college. What's everybody laughing about? 50-something years ago when I took this course. Charles Spurgeon said a sermon wasn't even preached good until you preach it 50 times. So I decided to go back and start preaching some of these. And so we're going to do a series here from my book, It's Your Move. It's out there in the bookstore if you're interested in it. And the first one, It's Your Move, Received from God. Turn to John 1:12. We're going to go to John 1:12 and then 1 Corinthians 4:7. And we'll read that in the NKJV as well as the NLT. I'll give you a chance to turn there. I see a lot of you got your Bibles, but then a lot of you have got your cell phones and your iPads, and that's good too. And I see some of you with both. you got one translation in the your regular hard copy Bible, but you got a bunch of them on that iPhone. All right. John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them, he gave the right to become the children of God and those who believed in his name. And then 1 Corinthians 4:7, for who makes you different from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? And now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? Now let's read that in the NLT to give us a little bit better understanding. For what gives you the right to make such a judgment? What do you have that God hasn't given you? And if everything you have is from God, why boast as though it were not a gift? Now, if you look at both these scriptures, you'll see that there's an emphasis on receiving. Now, imagine. How many of you know how to imagine? The younger generation doesn't know how to imagine because they didn't have to imagine anything, you know. How many of you are in the age before we had the television, we had the radio? How many of you remember? And you listened to the radio, and if the tires were squealing, you had to imagine it. If a gunshot, you had to imagine it. You had to imagine the same stories, a lot of them, then became television stories. Have Gun, Will Travel, Gun Smoke, Dragnet, of course, y'all don't know those because they were back in the 50s. But maybe y'all have seen them on some of the retro channels. They play them some on the retro channels now. But so use your imagination. And there is somebody ringing your bell. And they're at your door, the UPS man, the mailman, or the FedEx man. And they got a big old package. And so they say, this is for you, so you sign for it. And they give you the package. And you sign that release, said receive, that you received it. And all you had to do was sign the paper and receive it. It was a gift that was sent to you from a friend. We had that this week at our house as Lynette's birthday. We had it this week at our house. And Lynette's birthday, UPS man come, the delivery from the florist come, and she didn't have to do nothing except receive it. You know, we need to learn, and if we're going to get God's blessings, we have to receive it. It's up to us. You know, we need to learn about receiving. You know, you don't give up anything It's not subtracting, it's adding when you receive Jesus. You know, there's a lot of people talk about, if you'll quit this, then the Lord will save you. You know, I mean, I heard about this one woman. She kept telling her husband, hey, if you quit this, you can become a Christian. You can get saved. And so he finally went to the pastor, and he told the pastor, he said, my wife tells me if I quit doing these things, I can get saved, but I'm never going to be able to be saved because she don't know it, but I tried to quit, and I couldn't. And he said, you know, pastor told him, you know, like he should, you don't have to give up anything. You just need to receive Christ. Just come and receive. You see, you cannot live for God on your own, in your own strength. But you, after you receive Jesus, you receive power to live. It's all about receiving. Now, it's not giving up anything. It's receiving more. Some people talk about, well, I got to give up this. You don't have to give up anything. All you do is accept Christ, and then he becomes your Savior. He becomes your healer. He becomes your provider. He becomes your baptizer. He becomes everything to you simply by receiving. It's very simple to receive. You know, somebody says, well, you got to come and confess all your sins. No, you don't. Number one, you couldn't confess them all anyway. You can't remember them all. All you got to do is come and receive Christ and say, I'm sorry for what I've done, and receive Christ. And the Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation. Hello. All we're told to do is receive Christ. Hello. We're not told to give up anything. We're not told to work for it. You couldn't work for it anyway. Some people are always trying to, they doing all these works, think it's going to help. Now, the Bible does teach after you receive Christ that we work for him, but we're not working to get our salvation. We're not working for any other reason other than because he loved us so much, we want to give back to him. That's what it is. You know, some people try to put you under condemnation. You're not working hard enough for the Lord. You're not going to get anything. Well, wait a minute. We don't have to work to get something. We work for Christ because we love him, because he did so much for us. How many understand where I'm coming from on that? You know, some people think if they can get enough people praying for them, things will change. No. Nothing. I don't care if you get 400, 500, 1,000, 325 and a half people praying for you. Nothing's going to change until you take your faith and receive it. Oh my! Hey, now don't get me wrong. Prayer is good, and we need prayer. All right, but that getting people praying for you doesn't. You know, you need to receive. Turn to your neighbor and say, "It's all about receiving." Now, let's see here. What I got here? It is. All right. Now, I'm trying to find somebody. Let's see. I was looking for some kids. Let me see here. All right. I tell you what, I'll give it to one of them seniors over there. Hey, I want to give y'all something. Who, you want it? Come get it. I'm trying to see who that is. Let's see, who is that? Let me see who that is. Oh, that's Dillingham. Yeah, Dillingham. All right, hey. Now, I got $5 bill in my hand, all right? And I got it out there, reached out there to Dillingham, all right? Now, it can stay there until he does something about it. It's that easy to receive. It's that easy to receive. Now, he got $5, right? Okay. He goes over, he sits down for a little bit. Now he comes back and says, oh, Pastor, please, can I spend this money? Starts going on. I know you gave it to me, but can I have it? Can I use it? You would think something better with him, right? Come on now, be honest with me. You'd think something's the matter. But God has already handed you all these blessings in his word. He's already given them to you. Like I gave him that $5 bill. All he's got to do is go somewhere and spend it. Or, hey, a better idea. Put it in the offering. No, not really. I'm kidding. Many people say, I'm waiting on God. Nobody is waiting on God. God is waiting on you to move. It's your move. You see, how many of you ever played checkers? I figure everybody in here probably played a game of checkers. You know, I used to, Grandpa, my mom's dad, the old Grandpa I knew, we go up his house, I'm, you know, a little boy, play checkers with him. And he let me win. Because he had to let me win. But, you know, sometimes you get distracted and they'd say to you, it's your move. Anybody ever been playing a game and they tell you, hey, it's your move? Well, right now, if you listen real close, you can hear God telling you, it's your move. I've already moved. See, many times you get distracted. Somebody say, it's your move. And you say, oh, have you moved? Yeah, I've already moved, they say. So now it's your move. God has already moved. If you're waiting on him, you're 3 years behind. Catch up. It's your move. Now, in order to keep the game going, each one has to move, then it's your move, then it's his move, then it's your move, right? Do you know it's the same way with God? When you move to receive one blessing for God, God moves for another blessing, and you have to move to receive that one, and it's just back and forth, back and forth. The more you move, the more God moves. Come on, how many understand what I'm saying to you? Hello, come on. You know, you can't do anything about where you were born and what's going on. And some people say, you know, they got this old silly saying about being born with a silver spoon in your mouth, I guess, or maybe down in the ghetto or whatever. But, you know, I'm sorry to say, sometimes some of the cities have a place like that. And one side of the street is this way and the other side of the street is another way, you know. One side looks like a war zone. The other looks like a really nice place. I know we were, first time I ever went to New York, Clint took me down into New York, and he said, now I want you to see something here. And we're going down this one street. No, that was years ago now, so I don't know what it's like. And he said, I want you to notice, we get to this intersection, and we go across in the intersection, it looks like it's a completely different city. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I got any people from New York that know what I'm talking about? Is there not, isn't that right? You're driving down the street, man, and ice, everything's nice, and you go across the intersection, and man, it looks like a war zone. I mean, you know. I wish we didn't have that around here, but we got it in just about every major city in America's got it. You know, but now, suppose that you're like that. You're standing on say it's on one side of the street and the other side. And so you're standing over here, you're over in the war zone area. And there's a guy over here in the real nice area. And he hollered and said, "Hey, come on over here, I got a job for you, I got a house, I got a car, I got everything you need for life." And this guy over here says, "Well, thank God just stay over here. I got a little bread and water, and that's all I need to get by." You'd think he's crazy, right? Come on now. Get with me here. Get with me here. Especially when this guy over here is offering him a better life, everything. And he's going to stay over there? Come on now. That's exactly what God has done in this word. He has offered you everything. Peter said that you've received everything for life and godliness. Everything you need. So come on over and start receiving. It's that easy. But I have talked to people. They said, "Well, I just don't think I can do that." And they stay over here living on Barely Get a Wrong Street, right next to Grumble Alley, right at the intersection of Gone Gone Street. That's where they stay. When God is saying, "Hey, it's your move. I've already provided for you. I've already given you everything you need for life. Come on, it's your move." And you stand there like a dunce standing in the corner. Anybody getting anything out of this today? Each day, every minute of every day, God is offering us the benefits that he has provided through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spiritually, physically, financially, materially, emotionally. He has provided for us everything we need, but it's our move. You know, I heard this story. I don't know whether it was true or not, but I heard a guy was telling it. He said that a fella went up to this guy and said, "Tomorrow afternoon at 3:00, you be at the corner of such and such streets." Let's just say at the corner of Kenosha and Aspen down here at 3:00. "And I'm going to be there with the keys to a brand new car." And so he told his friend about this. He said, "Man, this guy told me if I be there at 3:00, he's going to give me a brand new car." And his friend said to him, "Nah, that couldn't be so. You know, nobody's going to do that." You know, I want to ask you a question. Would you be on that street corner at 3:00? Even when your family and your friends and your fellow church members is saying, "Oh, you know, that couldn't happen. You know, that same guy promised so-and-so something, never gave it to him." You will probably look at them and say, "I'm going anyway. I don't have nothing to lose." Hello? You'd go down to that street corner at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and stand there for a while, right? If he comes through with it, you got a new car. If he didn't, all you wasted was a few minutes. Let me tell you something. God has offered more than a new car. Right here, he's offered you everything you need to have a life. And as you can see, those pages are, I got them taped because that's where I used to live. We live in the, but everything is here. My new car is here. My health is here. My protection is here. My financial stability is here. My emotional stability is here. Everything I need is right here. All I got to do is do the same thing I did with that. I would do with that guy that offered me the new car if I married. All I got to do is go receive it. That's all I got to do. See, to get whatever you need from God is not hard. It's actually easy. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to do anything for it. It's a gift. It's a free gift. When, I forget what his first name is. Isaiah, yeah, I start to say Isaac. No, that's not right. It's Isaiah. Did he have to work for that $5? The only effort he had to put into it was to come and get it. Is that correct? The only effort that we have to do to receive every benefit in this word is just go get it. Go receive it. Tell the devil, it's mine. You can't have it. It's mine. You can't take it away from me. Come on now. When you talk about all of these things, these blessings, including that includes everything we need for life, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, so forth and so on, you have many people, sometimes theologians, sometimes preachers, sometimes church members, saying, oh, it can't be that easy now. You know good and well it can't be that easy. And they go and they try and they begin to figure out and tell you why you have to do this and why you have to do that. And they try to make it hard to receive from God. It's not hard to receive from God. How many of you have ever received from God? How many of you have ever received a free gift? How hard was it to get the gift? How many of you have ever got a gift wrapped up, the package, gift package? What effort did you have to do to receive what was inside of it? Open the package. That's all the effort that you have to do to receive what's inside of this word. All the blessings, all the benefits, all you have to do is open the package. Open it up and begin to receive what it says. It is so simple. And yet so many people want to make it so hard to receive from God. You know, now here's what happens to a lot of people. They start out believing. They start out moving. And then when it gets tough, everything gets tough, they start speaking doubt and unbelief instead of faith. And it's mine. I have it now. It has to be our move. God is saying it's your move. Whatever it is, it's your move. It's not mine. You see, you can't earn these things. You receive them. Now, we've got the do classification in the Christian world. Now, if you do this, God, you know, you can get this and you can expect to receive this. You know, we got to live right in line with God's word, okay? But the way to receive his blessings is not being a part of the do crowd. Do this, do that. Don't do this. Hello? Now, I'm not going to go to the extreme and say there's not some things the Word of God tells us that we should do and not some things that the Word of God tells us that we don't do, but it's not what man says, it's what God says. You understand what I'm saying to you? If you listen to some of these people preaching and some church people, they put you so far down the road you think you're never going to get out. Hey, don't listen to the do crowd. Hello? The do Christian. Now, you want to get over in the done group. Instead of the do group, you want to get in the done group. What I mean? God's already done it. God's already done it. God's already taken care of it. See, you want to get over in that group. Don't get over in this other group. This other group, they'll put you in bondage. They'll bind you up. They'll get you thinking that, oh, I never can do that. There ain't no way. Hey, he didn't say do it. He said, I've already done it. All you got to do is receive. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's your move. Jesus Christ was the victorious one. He received it all for us. He's already moved. When he hung on the cross of Calvary, that was his move to give us life and liberty and everything that goes with it, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, every other way. Now it's our move. And let's make it more personal. It's my move. Point to yourself and say, it's my move. If I'm going to get anything from God, go ahead, come on. It's my move. He's already done it. I'm going to become a part of the done group. Woo! Glory to God. I'm going to walk with Jesus on the done side of the road. I'm not going to go back over there on the do and don't side of the road. The do and the don't side of the road will keep you in bondage. I didn't say you couldn't be saved and live on the do and don't side. You can. And live a defeated life. But you can walk across the street on the done side and be saved and have a victorious life. In both sides, you can be saved and go to heaven. One of them, you're all bound up and in bondage and condemnation. But over here, everything is great in the Lord. I'm going to stay on the done side. I don't know about you. Hello. Now, I know it's a little different, but I like it. I'm enjoying it. Anybody enjoying this as much as I am? Hallelujah. You see, he said to us when we move over on the done side, I give you power. The same thing as the power of attorney. He gave us the power to use his name. He said, up to now, you hadn't asked anything in my name. But from now on, ask in my name, and it will be what? Be what?
Done.
Be what?
Done.
Oh, the done side. Woo. It's the good side. It's the side you want to live on the done side. Hey, y'all, come on over. Nah, we're going to stay over here because we don't know whether we're good enough or not. Well, did Jesus save you? Yeah, he saved us, but we may not. Come on now. Hello, how many understand what I'm talking to? have you seen, as you've lived this Christian life, have you seen those two parallels going on? How many of you have seen those? Come on, be honest, raise your hand. You've seen them going on. Hey, let's do everything we can to get them people over there with us, huh? How many of you had to move from that side to this side? I know good and well Marvin did. Because he grew up on the real side. I better not say where he grew up because I don't want to get in trouble. Hallelujah. They're good people. But he grew up in the Amish. They're good people. Sam Smucker up in Pennsylvania. I was just talking to him just a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about how he said, man, it had to come out of bondage. He said, that's bondage. But did you know what? In our charismatic Pentecostal groups, if we're not careful, we put people in the same kind of bondage. Now, I'm not telling you you can go out here and live like the devil. No, what I'm telling you is that you don't have to be under condemnation. Somebody tried to put, well, you're not doing enough. Well, what's enough? Hey, who sets the bar as to what is enough? Me? You? Your friend? No. The Word of God sets the bar of what is enough. Hallelujah. Well, let's go on and finish this up, okay? You know, isn't it really great to see what happens to people when they come from over on this side to this side? I've had the privilege of speaking in many foreign countries, foreign nations. And I remember the first time I ever went to Kenya with Brother Silas Owiti. And I preached the faith message to him. I preached the message of who you are in Christ and what you have because you're in Christ. I went back a couple of years later, and one of his ministers underneath him, Brother Joseph, he said, hey, I want to show you what's happened to me since I started living underneath the Word instead of underneath what this one said and that one said. He said, look, I saw a motorcycle. Now, he said, I was riding a bicycle. To him, that motorcycle was like getting a Cadillac or Mercedes or something. That was back in 1980. He said, let's take, and he said, I want you to go over here. And we went over there. He said, see my house. I said, yeah, it's in the same place and sitting by a big tree. He said, yeah, but look at it. And I looked at it, you know. And I said, well, Brother Joseph, what? He said, I don't have a thatched roof. I got a tin roof now. That was prosperity. See, here's something we got to realize. Even in this country, what is prosperous to one is not prosperous to another. We can all live in prosperity. We just don't have to live up to somebody else's prosperity. God will give it to you wherever you're at. Because, see, he was showing me, he took what I said about who he was in Christ and what he had because he was in Christ, and he made the move. And now look at the results. How many of you can raise your hand and say, I made the move, and now look at my results? Hello, we all can. It always happens. It always happens. I have witnessed this as an associate pastor and as a pastor of this church. I have witnessed my people as an associate and as a pastor here. I have witnessed people come in and get under the Word and find out who they are in Christ and go from the bottom to the top because they began to realize it was their move it was up to them. If they're going to get it, it's up to them. And friend, I want to tell you something today. That word receive, we've been talking about receive. It's a receiver. That word receive means to take, grasp, embrace, seize, or catch as one that captures a prize. I got a hold of it. This is my prize right here. The Word of God. And this Word will give me everything I need to live the good life. How many of you got your Bible or your iPhone or whatever it is? Hold it up. Grab a hold of it tight. Seize it and hold on to it. This is your life in God. Everything you need to live the good life right here. He said, I want you to have life and have it more abundantly. Well, it ain't more abundantly when you don't have enough to live on. It ain't more abundantly when you're sick. But I'm going to tell you what, right here is everything you need to have the abundant life, to have not be in sickness. Oh, praise God. I don't know about you. I done preached me happy. That's enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's your move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we've talked to these people for a few moments this morning to stir them up to receive from you, realizing it. You've already done it. Now it's up to us to receive it. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Did you get anything out of this today? I think I'll do some more from this. I don't know how much, maybe one or two more out of this. But the whole book's back there. I'm not trying to sell a book, but if you'd like to read it, the whole book is back there called It's Your Move. Hallelujah. Bow your heads for just a moment. You know, you that have accepted Christ had to make a move. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can make a move this morning and receive Him. If you're here and you know what it is, you made that move, but you realize that you may need to make another move and rededicate yourself to God. Or you're here and you go to church all the time. You say, I go to church, but I don't know whether I've ever been born again or not, or whether I've received Christ. Well, it's your move. You can do that today. Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand right now. Anywhere in this room, I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Anywhere in this room right now, you need Christ. You need to rededicate your life. You need a no-so experience with God. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody, anywhere. Anybody, anywhere in the room. Praise the Lord. Well, around here we believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit according to Acts chapter 2, verse number 4. Says they were all filled with... I'm talking about church creed. I'm talking about the Bible. That's what we've been talking about all morning, the Bible. Says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. Anybody here want to be filled with the Holy Spirit this morning? Let me see your hand. Anybody, anywhere in the room. Hallelujah to Jesus. There's a hand over here. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? On any of the invitations that I gave. Everybody stand, please. I had one hand raised, I think, to receive the Holy Spirit. But if you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, and I want you to step out now, come down here and meet me, because I want to pray with you and for you right now. Come on. Come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on right now. Come on right now. God bless you. Let's wait a minute here. Come on. Ask your friend there. If you don't want to walk down here by yourself, your friend will walk with you. Come on. Just come on. If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. God bless you. You brought her, you can stand with her. Stand right there behind her. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on now.
Jesus is waiting.
Raise your hand. Should have raised your hand. Come on. Come on right here. Stand right here.
Just
anybody else want to come? Come on right now. Come on. Come on. God bless you. Just stand right there.
Really doesn't matter.
Brought him down. You stand right behind him. Hallelujah. Come on. Anybody else? Come on, guys. Come on right now.
Jesus is waiting.
Jesus is waiting. Come on.
With open arms.
Thank you, Jesus.
So come just as you are.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you guys for coming. I want y'all to look at me for just a moment. I got three books in my hand called New Birth, Why Tongues in Him, telling you who you are in Christ. If I said I'm going to give these to you and I put them out here like this, show me what you got to do to get them. Reach out and take them. You got them right there, all three of them. Now, all of you are going to get them same books in just a minute. I just did that as an exercise. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you come down here to receive. So I always want you to reach one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one. With that hand saying, okay, Lord, I'm down here to receive what you come. Congregation, reach your hands toward them. I pray, Heavenly Father, I thank you that each one of these individuals shall receive the spiritual need that they have in their life today. Salvation, rededication, no soul experience, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody put your hand down. Look at me for just a moment. See, Brother Greg right there, I want you to go to a special place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually and in depth. And make sure you get what you came after. Would you just turn and follow him to that place right now? You that come down with somebody, you can go with them if you want. Hallelujah. All right, Tom, go with him and get his Bible. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Hey, don't forget all the announcements, okay? Connection team, go find those first-time guests right now and take them to that special place where you can receive that special gift that we got for you. If you're looking for a church home, remember, what do we say, church? Welcome home. Come on back and be with us. Praise the Lord. Remember all these announcements tonight at 6 o'clock right here. Wednesday night, hour of power at 7. Staff, you can go to the doors. There's where we are. It's on the screens. It's on the screen where we, if you want to see any of us, that's where we will be. Okay? We're going to sing a chorus to dismiss. And Rich will dismiss you. Let me give me an opportunity to get over here to this north door. East door. Yeah, east door, real quick. God bless you. We'll see you night at 6, Wednesday night at 7, next Sunday morning right here. God bless.
I'm not going back. I'm moving up.